Amen. Now, too many times, preachers, if they're not careful, will become brawlers. Or we'll put it down another way, they become fighters. And they'll just fight themselves. They'll fight anything that jumps up in front of them. Or anybody. And if they're not careful, they'll fight themselves completely out of the ministry. I've seen them do that. But he tells us here that we should be not a brawler, not given to blows, Weymouth translation said, not quarrelsome, not selfish, but be forbearing, be peaceable, peaceable disposition. Amen. You know, a lot of times, I think folks have read where Paul said, fight the good fight of faith, and they just read the one word, fight, didn't read the rest of it, and stopped right there and started fighting. They thought that meant fight my fellow brother or fellow Christian. No, we're not to fight anybody as far as that's concerned. We preach the truth and stand up for the truth, present the truth of God's word. But see, we're not opposed to anybody as far as personal concern, personally. Amen. You know, you learn as you go along. I've been in the ministry for 60 years. And you've heard me say, I tell folks sometimes, you don't have to be too smart. I mean, in a 60-year period, you've just learned something by falling down. I mean stumbling over some things and falling over some things. Amen. But young ministers can learn and should learn from their elders. When we use elder here, we're talking about older ones. I don't know about you, but I always did that. I started preaching when I was just 17 years old. And I always listened intently to my elders and those older than me. Now, even as a 17-year-old, I'll be honest with you, I knew more about faith than any of them that I knew. Because I said on the bed of sickness, I'm going to major on the subject of faith. This came up out of my spirit. I didn't think it up. I think the Holy Ghost inspired me to say that. But that don't mean you can't learn something from others. Because there are other things you need to know in the ministry besides faith. Don't misunderstand me at all. See, I can say that because I'm a faith preacher and a faith person. And thank God for faith. But in the ministry, there are other things that you need to know. Now, I know you know, I started preaching out there in the country. And this is even before I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. Now, I was just a young Baptist boy preacher. But in our town, a year after I was healed and raised up from a deathbed, full gospel people came to town and had a revival, just called it Full Gospel, and I found out they believed in healing. I went because I believed in healing. I'd just been standing alone. And you need those people that believe like you do. You need that fellowship. And so I went every time I could. I was busy with church work and going to school in the daytime. But I went every opportunity I could to the Full Gospel Tabernacle because I needed that fellowship around faith and healing. And, of course, they preached being filled with the Spirit and speaking with other tongues. And I sort of closed my ears to that, being Baptist, you know. And I thought I'd put up with a little fanaticism just to have some fellowship around faith and healing. But I finally saw the truth. And on the 8th day of April, 1937, I was filled or baptized with the Holy Ghost, spoke with other tongues. Praise God.